All right, let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Patriots Center David Andrews. David Andrews is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Hi, David. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Dave?
Let me give you a quote from Matthew Slater. This was two nights ago. He said, quote, "I think we let the attitude and effort part slip away from us," in talking about the game about the 49ers, against the 49ers. He said that's never acceptable, saying attitude and effort was lacking in the game on Sunday. Would you agree or disagree with his assessment?
You know, I mean, I'd agree. You know, those are two things you can control. And, you know, and you go out there and kind of lay an egg. You got to take a look at the mirror and, you know, look at it internally. You know, there's obviously a lot of things we can do better, but that's something we can definitely start with.
Dave, you've been around this team a long time, and you've seen mostly good times here. Do you feel that this type of team, the way it's constructed with some young guys and, you know, maybe not being able to be the type of team you were in past years, would this team react differently in front of a packed house? Or to where it seems like it's pretty flat out there on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? Where you gotta generate your own juice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Right, anyone would want to play in front of fans, right?
Right.
But, you know, hell, they ain't letting fans in there, so that ain't going to, you know, and that ain't magically going to fix everything. So, you know, we just have to be better. Obviously, wish we could have fans, but, you know, it is what it is. But having fans ain't going to help you execute on the football field.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the running game. Any lineman I've ever played with, they'd rather run the ball instead of pass protect, because you don't want to be on your heels. Like, you want to come out, you want to dominate the line of scrimmage and push guys around. Do you feel that you guys got away from the run early in this game, or did they really do something to force you guys to say, you know what, we've got to throw the ball here?
No, I mean, I felt like, you know, we had opportunities to run the ball, but, you know, when you put yourself down in a hole like we did, it's, you know, it's hard to just sit there and run the ball, you know. And, you know, we talk about playing from ahead and controlling the game, and playing from ahead, you know, doesn't necessarily mean just on the scoreboard, but, you know, but, you know, when you put yourself in a hole, it's hard to sit there and run the ball and, you know, do that. So, you know, you just have to be better overall, man. You know, every point, you know, of emphasis has to be better. You know, and just as a team, we have to be better.
I know it's only Wednesday and we're still sort of early in the week, but how has the week gone so far after the game on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, we've, you know, obviously prepared this morning and prepared yesterday, guys on their own. And, you know, we'll go out there this afternoon and try to put our best foot forward and have the best practice we can. You know, and I think that's, you know, we did that last week at some extent. I thought we had some pretty good day, you know, pretty good times of practice, but we also had some mess up. So, you know, got to go out there this week and start this week off right today. You know, as a player, you know, the only thing that after a loss kind of stinks is you're, you know, sitting around for a couple of days before you can kind of go out there and get the taste out of your mouth. So best thing we can do today is go out there and have a damn good practice and, you know, start the week off right.
Do you feel that the current state of the league and the protocols and what pretty much every team has to go through and how you guys have to be separate, or you can't hang around at the table at lunch, or you've got to be required to go lift at this certain time with only this group. What I'm saying is, does it feel like it doesn't allow you to come together more as a team, where, you know, you kind of each team each year, you build a certain chemistry because you're around the guys and you want to be around the guys, but this sort of keeps you separate and it limits you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, there's definitely been, you know, it's just, you know, obviously been a different year. The first time you met the rookies was, you know, August 1st or whatever it was, right? You know, yeah, obviously there was Zoom meetings and stuff like that, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's not face to, that's not interaction really. To
right. You don't know the person. You don't know the person.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but every team in the league's having to deal with the same thing we are, you know what I mean? So it's not, you know, it's not an excuse. It's not anything like that. Or, you know, it's every team's dealing with the same situation. And, you know, obviously as a player, you know, Scott, you've been in the locker room, like, you know, hanging out in the locker room, being part of a locker room is always fun.
You love it. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I, you know, talk to guys who play in the league and they don't say they miss, you know, Wednesday practice and full pads, but they miss, you know, hanging out in the lunchroom and, you know, locker room and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to find ways to adapt and overcome it. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
David, given that you guys have lost, four of the last five, three straight, and the way the last two have looked, it's led to a lot of questions about the team, especially when, you know, Matthew Slater said what he said, which you agreed with on the effort front. There is the question of, has this team checked out? Because 2-4 is hard to come back from. Has the team checked out, or is everybody still engaged?
You know, if that's the case, then that's, you know, that's sad, because, you know, we can still right this ship, right? You know what I mean? I mean, we've lost more games than four in a season and won a Super Bowl. So you still right this ship, you know, and I would hope, you know, as leaders, you know, and captains of this team, you know, we have to make sure that's the case, you know, and go out there today and, you know, have our best practice. And then come back Thursday, do the same thing, and, you know, lead by example and how you prepare and, you know, your effort and attitude.
How hard have these, and you finally got back, and, you know, how's your hand feeling, first of all, but how hard have these 3 weeks been on Cam and what you've witnessed not playing and now that you're back in the huddle with him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's been hard, you know, on all of us, you know. I mean, it's, you know, I missed 2 weeks, and what did we practice once, twice in those 2 weeks? You know, so I think it's hard on all of us. You know, we talked about that enough, and kind of is what it is. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to kind of be heading in the right direction on the COVID front, I guess, and, you know, have to take advantage of all our opportunities.
As you prepare for this one this weekend, what stands out to you about Buffalo? This is a team that obviously got off to a good start, and they're a division opponent. You're familiar with them. What stands out about the matchup?
Yeah, you know, this is a good football team. Yeah, defensively, they got a really good scheme. They play it really well. You know, really good linebackers who can run. And then obviously, you know, front, you got, you know, Hughes and Addison, you know, two experienced edge rushers, and then Oliver in the middle. You know, they're a good football team. It's going to be a challenge, but it is every week. You know, so they said, you know, best thing we can do today is to go out there and put our best foot forward and, you know, start the week off right here.
David Andrews, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
All right, David Andrews joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.